the late 90s when we were starting out, one of our first projects was a collaboration we did as editors, the Emergency Gazette, which was kind of before the profusion of theater blogs and theater reviews online, and after the closing of a few off Broadway papers, we started this Gazette, which was a paper Gazette, and actually very, it was funny, it's around the time you went virtual, but we went back to clipping everything and photocopying, so it was very much handmade and then distributed by hand to various theaters, Lower East Side, when that was still a place, and so forth. So we did this from 1999 to 2002. We did 39 issues.
The legacy of the Emergency Gazette was such that being interested in performance, we sought to fill these spaces where we felt that performance wasn't being addressed, or that there was a need for a forum where performance could be more thoroughly discussed or analyzed or thought about or whatever. I recalled the work of a Nepalese scholar named Abhi Subedi, who talked about Gandhi as one of the greatest performance artists of the 20th century, and which I was always like very impressed by that discussion. And I thought, well, how can we talk about Gandhi as a performance artist how can we talk about the work of Gandhi in relationship to performance art? Because it, in a way, it just seems to sort of disrespect the work of Gandhi. But then I thought that, in fact, I mean, it's undeniable that Gandhi used performance in his work, right? The performance of protest and the performance of, you know, marching to the salt mines and the performance of letting yourself be taken by the police or by the authorities. He used performance for a reason. And then I thought, well, you can really talk about any of these pieces if you know why they used performance. And for me, that was a great realization about not just performance art, but performance in general. And so that was kind of the beginning of thinking about Emergency Index, and the thought that whereas performance art, which was in the 1970s a mystery, nobody knew what it was, and nobody knew, am I doing it? Is this what performance art is? But now we know. I mean, now we know that it's performance art. And in fact, of performance, performance art is probably the best documented type of performance that exists now, at Franklin Furnace being a great example of that effort to document that work. But meanwhile, in the past 20 to 30 years, the use of performance has proliferated in various fields, not just via the history of art, but in pursuit of many, many different kinds of goals and aims. Most of that not being documented. The sort of Peggy Phelan argument that to document a performance is to betray its essential ephemerality, and also because the people who make performance are often just worried about other things and don't have the time or the resources to worry about the history that they are or are not making. Consequently, that leads to this situation where we, for those of us who make performance of some kind, that you actually don't know what people are making who are outside of your immediate community of performance makers, or who make the same kind of performance that you make. Even though there are many, many, many interesting practices that exist out there, but you'll never know about them because you didn't see it. Somehow we encountered High Performance, which was a performance art magazine that started in the 70s and folded in 1997. And High Performance, what also existed at that time to document, in its early years anyway, to document performance art. Every issue of High Performance for a long time had this section, which was the Artist Chronicle, which was open to artists who defined their own practice as performance art. And it's this amazing document of what performance art was at that time.
Or who defined themselves as being part of that field.
Right, defined by the works that were artists, being made, yeah. And who wanted to define themselves that way. So, Emergency Index, as it exists now and as it will exist now, as it will exist in March, is a book which invites performance makers of any kind, whether they're making performance within visual art, within theater, within dance, within political activism, within therapy, within advertising, within, well, I mean, if you actually look at the book, it's endless, the list is endless.
Like High Performance's Artist Chronicle, we wanted to make it a sort of a democratic process, not a curated process.
Yeah, that was very, very important.
So we tried to get the call out as widely as possible, tried not to distinguish, you know, in editing the book between which performances we liked and which we didn't, but rather just making sure that the question or the problem that we posed was somehow addressed. That being that the artist or creator of the work, whether artist or not, address the reasons why they made the work, what problems, technical or aesthetic, or social,
formal, yeah,
or formal, they were interested in exploring or resolving.
But kind of keeping in mind the problem to read the description of the performance is not to watch the performance, and we certainly don't want to create the expectation or that we think that that's the case. We don't think that that's the case. But I think as Martha, as you said, just because it's ephemeral doesn't mean you can't talk about it. So we believe you can still talk about the work, you can talk about what was important, what ideas were there, what techniques you used, but you're going to use language. And language has its own materiality, it has its own history, it has its own meanings. And so instead of being kind of depressed by that, we decided to sort of cheerfully use that. We create an index, therefore emergency index, in the back of the book, which indexes all of the language that's used by all the various performances, creating a kind of an other way to navigate the book, where you can navigate it via the language that people are using. And that language itself becoming a second level of document that's left behind, you know, after 10 or 20 or maybe 100 years later, when we look at this book, of what kind of language people are using to describe performance.